T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are with us. Thanks, as always. We certainly appreciate you hanging out and taking a listen to us in this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Reminding you, Quick Trip, Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, teaming up. We do these all over the state, and we've got four or five more of these to go. And if you want to get in on one of the cigar dinners, we've got a golf event coming up on Monday at an Ironwood golf course in Sussex. And they have tickets on sale at the golf course or at tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And like I mentioned a little bit earlier, there's only a couple of tickets remaining. These things sell out. So if you haven't got it already, get it right now and get yourself in. And we're going to have a lot of fun. It's golf. It's dinner. And if you're a cigar smoker, great. If you're not, no big deal. It's open to both men and women. Come on out and enjoy yourself and have a good time this coming Monday night. Now we get ready for the unofficial second half of the season, if you will, the stretch run for the NBA to get underway. And to talk a little bit about the Boston Celtics and, among other things, because there's a lot going on over there on the East Coast. Dan Shaughnessy, our friend from the sports columnist from the Boston Globe, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Tell me what the excitement level is for the restart for the Boston Celtics and their fans.
Well, it's hard to get a sense of anything because we're all apart. You know, you never have any communal interaction anymore, no crowds and no hanging out with your friends. Or, you know, I guess a Zoom conference isn't going to give you a sense of that. But I think that, you know, like across the board, I mean, you know, the team in Boston is not as good as your team, but sure, fans are. They love the Celtics. They want to see them play again. And the fact that they're starting with them and that they've got this kind of uphill climb to establish that they can play with the big fellas in the conference, I think there's good excitement about that. And, you know, we've got, like you guys, have the Brewers going, the Sox are going here, and there's hope that the Patriots, like the Packers, will get going. And we've got the Bruins playing the preseason game tonight as well. So it's finally firing up around here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you got hockey, and hockey's been able to be pretty, for lack of a better term, they've been able to follow the path of the NBA in the sense that their bubble in Canada has proven to be really successful as well, hasn't it?
So far, I mean, the numbers are good, and it's a little weird that the indoor sports are doing better than the outdoor sports, but you've got issues of travel and hotspots and all these other considerations that baseball seems to be having trouble with that the indoor sports with their bubbles have not yet encountered. So hopefully it stays that way for hockey and basketball.
Speaking of some other sports, you've got a lot going on regarding the Patriots, and I do want to touch on that. A lot of guys opting out. Is this something that they're discussing among other team members, or is there an issue that we don't know about, going on right now in New England land?
I'm not aware of any issue like you referenced, but I think, you know, it was a kind of a seismic day to Hightower and Chung and just, you know, high-profile players on that side of the ball, that which is really where their strength is. I mean, they took the hit with Brady, and Gronkowski, of course, has been gone for a year anyway, but we knew it was going to be, you know, sketchy on the offensive side of the ball, but it was the hope was that they could be, you know, backboned by a strong defense, and they've got great coaching, as we know, and they play in a weak division. So there was a lot more optimism about them until you started to see the opt-outs this week, and now I think it's very much kind of a jump ball in the AFC East if they do, in fact, get going.
How weird is this season going to be when the Patriots take the field and Tom Brady is not under center?
Yeah, I mean, it's been 20 years. There's, you know, we've been living with it since St. Patrick's Day, and there was the notion, you know, around the holidays that playoff game might be the last time we'd see him. It just didn't feel like it would really happen until it really happened, and there it was. Tom makes the announcement, and I still, you know, he didn't have much market out there. I mean, I think Tampa was the only place that went hard after him, and I don't think, you know, it's kind of forgotten, but who would choose to go there? I mean, it's good for him that he's there, and I know they lost a lot of close games last year, and they have good weapons on the offensive side of the ball, but I mean, that's a loser culture, and they're in a division with the New Orleans Saints, and that's going to be hard, and we'll see. Again, hoping things get going and we have a normal season, but 43-year-old quarterback, new system, losing the protection of what he's had here with how they used him and how they saved him from danger, that's going to be hard to replicate in a new system.
Talking with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. I wanted to ask you about the reaction to Gronk coming back and going to Tampa Bay. Outwardly looking in, it looks like he was obviously physically beat up, but it looked like maybe when he came back, he wanted to come back with Tom, not necessarily with the Patriots. Is there more validity to the culture that Bill Belichick has created where people just aren't having fun?
Well, too bad. It's football, and if you don't have fun winning, that's on you. So I have no use for it. It's kind of that NBA culture of let's all get together and go play here. And I'm not a fan of it, not a fan of what Gronk did. He was a great player here. He never got in trouble. He was exemplary, obviously a big, fun guy, and, you know, maybe the greatest ever to play his position, all those things. That said, he screwed the Patriots by, you know, retiring and then sitting out the year, not telling them till the end, messing up the draft, the offense, all that stuff, and they staggered through last year, and then Tom signs as a free agent, and magically Gronk wants to play again. I don't like it. Nothing about it that I like. And you know, I don't know what he looks like now either, but he would have to get back on the program to develop an NFL tight end body again, because the last time I saw pictures of him, this was not a guy who could hold his blocks in the NFL.
I want to get back to the Celtics a little bit. I know one of the guys' areas of concern, if there are any, really Kemba Walker listed as day-to-day. Give me your thoughts on Kemba Walker and coming into opening night.
Yeah, you know, that's legit, and I don't know where it goes. They seem to have kind of slid backwards during, you know, 4 months off, whatever you want to call it. In the three seed going in, not as good as your team, not as talented. I was at those playoff games, you know, last year. It feels like 10 years ago, being in your place. And but I just... You know, the notion is that Tatum is ready to step to the next level and be a star in the league. Jaylen Brown's a good player. They have a lot of duplication of efforts, a lot of 6'7", you know, kind of switchblade guys that can run the floor. But, you know, not a great big man. And Walker, like you say, we don't know the status of his injuries. Preseason games obviously mean nothing, but they did not show well. It didn't seem to be coherent or together, and you know, they were getting knocked around by Phoenix and some mediocre teams, I thought, in the preseason. But we'll see how they do when the bell goes off.
Talk about Brad Stevens as a coach. I think he got a lot of praise a couple of years ago. Really looked at heavily, and his transformation coming from the collegiate level into the pros. Talk about his maturity level and what he's really become strong at when it comes to matchups.
Well, I like everything about him. I just hope that his skill set is conducive to today's NBA, that players buy into it. I mean, he does want you to play hard for the full 82. Not everybody wants to do that. There's a little bit of the collegiate, you know, boo-ba-boo-ba, rah-rah stuff coming in. Guys don't always buy into that. I think that strategically, if you watch them on out-of-bounds plays, it's as good as I've seen. When they inbound after a timeout, he's really got some good stuff up his sleeve, and if you carry it out, it's fun. So it's really a question of, you know, I mean, they started to go backwards after improving each year in his career. He probably gets a little bit overrated because he's so good with the media and he's so smart. He owned some of that last year that they underperformed in the playoffs, and he put some of that on himself. So there's no pressure on him here. Danny Ainge is here forever. I believe he's here forever. I don't think he's going to be lured into going back to the college ranks. I think he's in for the long haul, and the players need to know that this is going to be the guy. So you respond to him and you work with what you got, and he can be a really good coach in this league, but he hasn't been yet. I mean, they have ways to go.
Dan, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time giving us the rundown of the whole upper eastern seaboard. So we covered it all. Thanks so much, as always. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Many thanks. Take care.
Appreciate it. Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, joining us for a couple of minutes. You can find him on Twitter at Dan_Shaughnessy. And you can find him there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 85 plus years they've been doing it now. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Don't forget our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, bring you this segment of the program. Epoxy flooring, whether it's epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings, different colors, different finishes, they can do it all. Wisconsin residents, business owners for, say, a showroom, or if you're an industrial owner in a big, you know, warehouse or a big, trucking bay, they can do that as well. Just get a hold of Sean and the great staff over there at EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. That's EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. They warranty their finishes for life. And from Green Bay to Racine and everywhere in between, they can get it done. And they are highly rated by the Better Business Bureau as well. We're going to complete our look around the East. But who are your top three teams that you think will stand in the way of the Bucks getting to the finals? The top three teams you think are the biggest, roadblocks to the Bucks getting to the finals. That is next on the Bill Michael Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Hello, Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They've extended. They've been so successful with this buy three windows, get some money off of your patio door system. It's been extremely successful. As a matter of fact, they extended it. The 2-week sale now goes a total of four. It's going to go out to Saturday, August 15th. So you can see and stop in the nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center. The way it works is this. You buy three windows, you save $250 on a patio door. You buy nine, you save $500. You buy a dozen, you save, you kind of go from there, $1,000, right? I mean, you do the math. In fact, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now through August 15th, during the extended 2-week sale at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, that sticky, leaky, squeaky patio door, the metal-on-metal sound, or maybe it's just very difficult to move, just replace that thing. And for good grief, it's been bad for how long? Answer the question, because mine was terrible. You can place it right now and save when you buy even just three Pella replacement windows. But maybe you don't need a door. That's fine. If you only need windows, you can choose 48 months, no interest, and no payments for 5 months to approve credit right now through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The more you buy, the more you save. But the offer ends now Saturday, August 15th. So stop into your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center. Plus, you can set up a free consultation, whether it be online or in your home, from our friends over at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Great people, great product. And not only does it look great, but it also improves the value of your home. So good stuff there from our friends at Pella. So you tell me who the top three teams are that you believe, coming out of the East, are going to stand in the way of the Milwaukee Bucks. Who do you believe the top three teams are that are going to stand in the way of the Milwaukee Bucks? Now, remember, and Dan Shaughnessy was talking about it. We talked a little bit about it earlier when we had Jack Armstrong on, Raptors television analyst. I think that if they have to meet them, if things work out and they have to meet them in the second round, I think the Miami Heat could be a pesky team. I mean, they really stymied them when the Bucks took that 105-89 loss earlier this year. You know, the other team I think could be really tough would be the Pacers. If they come back to full strength, Malcolm Brogdon has played pretty well down there, 118-111 early on in this season. The Pacers got them. In addition to that, I think the Celtics are tough. I think the Raptors are going to be tough. But if I have to sit here right now and say the teams that I think are going to give the Bucks the most trouble, I'm going to go in order. One being Toronto, two being Miami, three, as much as I want to say the Indiana Pacers, I think coming back at full strength and with the flexibility in their lineup, I think Philadelphia. So if I got to go 1, 2, 3, it's Toronto, then Miami, then Philadelphia. Those are my top three teams to just kind of watch out for as far as the Bucks go, what could be stumbling blocks coming out of the East. Your thoughts, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Nathan tweets us at @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels says, in order, Celtics, Heat, Sixers. There you go. Celtic, Heat, Sixers. I got the Heat and the Sixers in there. I've got the Raptors over the Celtics. Joe, what are you thinking? Because you cover a lot of Bucks basketball. When you look at the East and the way it stands right now, who do you think matches up the best against the Bucks?
Well, I don't know. Dan Shaughnessy didn't really give a ringing endorsement to the Celtics. I think I'm going Celtics at 3 still. 2, give me the Miami Heat. I think they're very dangerous. And number 1, I think, is still Toronto, even without Kawhi Leonard. I think Toronto and Miami would be a huge thorn in the side of the Bucks. I still expect the Milwaukee Bucks to be representing the East in the NBA Finals, even through all of this stuff. But I think if there's two teams that pose the biggest threat, it's going to be those two. And, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers, I don't know. Very talented team. They got a lot of good players. I think they're a tick overrated, and they're also a team that struggles with the three ball. Right. So for me, I think right now, number 1, it's Toronto. 2, it's Miami. And then 3, I'll give the edge to Boston over Philly.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. A lot of people think along the same lines. We're pretty much right there. I look at the way that, and again, I don't want to read too much into it, but that matchup that took place earlier this year down in Miami, I don't know. It just, and then they went to overtime with Miami as well. Miami's just got they're just pesky, for lack of a better term. They're just a pesky team. So that's one of those games that kind of scare me, or one of those teams that kind of scare me. I think they can match up. I think they can beat them. And yeah, I think in a 7-game series, the Bucks got it. But Miami beat them twice this year. And that's a team that, although I don't know if Miami's even going to face them. If Miami doesn't win and they have a couple things fall their way to be able to move up, I don't think Miami might not even face them in the postseason. But if they do, I think it certainly could be one of those teams that provides the peskiness, if you will, to the Bucks. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Jeremy tweets us @Bill_Michaels. He says, number 1 is Miami, number 2, Toronto, number 3, Boston. This one's from Brian. And Brian says, I'm going to have to go with the Raptors, the Celtics, and the 76ers. This is from Kathy, who says, get me some Bucks championship. I cannot wait to be down in the Deer District watching them raise a trophy high. I think Toronto is their biggest stumbling block, followed by Boston and Miami. Mark says, I'm surprised the Pacers don't get more love. The Pacers are a pretty good team, and they could match up well with the Bucks. I think it would be the Pacers, the 76ers, and Miami, the top two teams underneath the Bucks in the East, the Raptors and Celtics, I think the Bucks can handle. 855-830-8648. Who do you feel are the top three teams? Who do you feel are the top three teams that could be the stumbling block for the Milwaukee Bucks. Our buddy Steve out in Richfield writes, I think there are three teams in this order that pose the biggest hurdles for the Bucks getting to the finals. Number one, the Miami Heat, good defense, great three-point team. Number two, Toronto Raptors, great coaching and great defense. Number three, Boston Celtics, always a thorn in the Bucks' side. However, he says, I think the Bucks are going to be playing the Clippers in the finals, and Giannis gets his revenge on Kawhi. That's Steve in Richfield. Steve, you the man. This is from Jason. Jason writes in Wendy's email inbox, I'm going to have to go with Toronto, Indiana, and Boston. Toronto, Indiana, and Boston. And appreciate the email as always. 855-830-8640, taking your phone calls. And I will say this. I got a couple people that have agreed with me, and Rob does as well. He says, why is everybody talking about LeBron and Kawhi like they've already won the championship? Like whoever gets there is going to beat up on Giannis. No one is taking the Bucks serious. Do you feel that? I do. I think they all look at the Bucks as the team that's going to come out of the East only to get beat up by the team from the West. I really do. There is hardly any. They talk more about Zion Williamson. They talk more about Zion and the game time decision coming up for tonight and how much he can do. And they talk more about Zion than they do about the Bucks. It just boggles the mind. Lucas says, don't forget Sabonis is out for the Pacers now, and Oladipo opted out as well. The Heat, the number one, the Raptors, number two, and Sixers, number three, Kemba. And got that knee injury. That's the same nagging injury that Todd Hurley has. He goes on from there. Brewers fan says, Giannis free throw shooting, Mike Budenholzer's track record of coaching in the playoffs, and Bledsoe shooting too much like last year. Those will do them in. Those are the three things he thinks that are going to cost the Bucks. I don't know. And you bring up Bledsoe, and we've talked about that because Bledsoe and both Bledsoe and Connaughton not playing tomorrow night. It's going to be really hard to judge Bledsoe. But put it this way, if Bledsoe has a really good postseason beginning to end, then you give him all the credit in the world. I think he's got the built-in excuse that, hey, I had the COVID, couldn't really do much. Came down behind everybody else when it comes to fitness and such. Just riding a bike the other day, he said he got winded. So you could probably say he's a little bit behind the eight ball, so he's got that built-in excuse if he doesn't perform well in the postseason. Hopefully he gets up to speed sooner rather than later, but I'm hoping Bledsoe really has a strong showing. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Reminder, coming up on Monday, we're going to be out at Ironwood Golf Course. That is in Sussex. Hope to see you out there. Only a couple of tickets remain. It's for the cigar dinner. It's for the golf outing, and we're going to have a great time. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, there's only a couple left. And if you're thinking about it, you've been on the fence, by tomorrow, my assumption is they're going to be gone. Don't forget, we're also coming back to the Chippewa Valley. We're going to be at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club coming up on the 13th. And then we're going to be returning to La Crosse to Shenanigans. And then from there, we're going to be going to the bar up in Wausau. So all of those tickets, all of those events are now on the website. Go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And buy your tickets now because that's the remaining four for the tour this year. And after that, we are done. So that's it. And then it shuts down for the season. We'll be back at it again next year. But get your tickets now while they last. Stay tuned. What are the top three teams, in your opinion, that are going to be the stumbling block in front of the Milwaukee Bucks moving forward? Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show on the air, and as always, we are glad that you are with us. Certainly appreciate you being here. That's for darn sure. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. They are looking to buy your car right here, right now. If you're looking to sell one, or even if you just want to get an evaluation of your vehicle to find out what it's worth, check out our friends at VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Any one of their dealerships can help you out when it comes to that. But you can go to VanHornAuto.com and click on the Sell My Car icon, and they'll give you the Kelley Blue Book, fair assessment, basically. And they'll tell you what it's worth. So if you're thinking about selling, maybe trying to get a little extra cash this time, because, you know, I know times are tough. I get it. Van Horn Automotive Group, they're looking to buy your car. Go to VanHornAuto.com. Maybe you've got service you've been putting off. You don't have to do with that anymore. Don't worry about putting off that needed auto repair, because right now you can finance it as well. Any one of their dealerships can help you out, whether it's any make, any model, foreign, domestic, 0% APR for 12 months on any repair up to $2,000. The application, it's quick, it's easy, it's any one of their service centers, or just go to VanHornAuto.com. And don't forget, if you do want to buy a car, you can do it. Buy new, buy used, fully online. You can find a car, finance a car, trade in a car. Do it all online, or you can still stop into the showroom because they're doing the CDC stuff. I told you I was out at the Ford dealership in Oconomowoc yesterday, and half their showroom is empty because they put tables inside the showroom with tablecloths, and they keep it all spread out so you don't have to worry about going into offices and all that kind of stuff. They spread you out, and if you want to sit down and look at a vehicle, you can do so. I saw a nice family in there yesterday, and they were buying a used one. They were buying a Mini Cooper. For their daughters, as a matter of fact. But, a lot of them doing a lot of good things right now, and Van Horn's here to help. The Van Horn Automotive Group, family-born and employee-owned. And I've been telling you, go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. The biggest stumbling blocks right now, do you feel the top three for the Milwaukee Bucks to make it to the NBA Finals? The biggest stumbling blocks for them to get to the Finals? Who do you believe they are? And maybe in order, or just not in order, but who do you believe the top three teams are underneath the Bucks coming out of the East that are really going to give the Bucks problems? I know they don't match up well. They've taken a couple of losses to Miami. Toronto seems to be a team that's been there, done that. Obviously, Siakam and company, really good. Boston, I don't know if I'm as high on Boston. Indiana's missing a few players. Philadelphia seems to be coming back to full strength, but Miami, Toronto, Philadelphia, that's my three choices. What are yours? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Would love to get your thoughts on this as we get ready for the Bucks tomorrow night. The NBA rush to the finals now begins tonight. But as we move forward, the Bucks open up tomorrow night against said Boston Celtics. And that'll be the first test. And we know that Budenholzer has said that Pat Connaughton and Eric Bledsoe not going to be playing tomorrow night. Tonight, you got the Pelicans. Zion Williamson, he will be a game-time decision. And then you have the Clippers and the Lakers. So you got a good one from the West coming up later on tonight. 8 o'clock Central for the Clippers and the Lakers. Jazz and Pelicans tonight begin at 5:30 Central Time. That's 5:30 Central Time. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And we'll finally get some, because you don't have Brewers today. Brewers off today. They're back at Miller Park tomorrow to face off in a three-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals. So you don't have Brewers baseball today. So tonight you can just hunker down, have some basketball on, a doubleheader tonight down there in the bubble, and you're going to get your first look. And don't forget, they're going to be doing a lot of social justice messaging coming up tonight as well. So you get a chance to see that. So that's going to be a part of tonight's festivities down there as the NBA unofficially gets it underway. It's not the second half of the season, but really more so the stretch run, if you will, for them to get this thing culminated. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Brew Crew Steve says, I think that Giannis's free throw shooting is going to come into play. Teams are going to foul him a lot more. He needs to hit his free throws. You're right. Until you hit them consistently, it's kind of like playing the shift in baseball. You know, you're going to continue to play it until that player learns to adapt and gets better at the shift, taking the ball the opposite way, making you pay for it. Once Giannis continues to hit consistent free throws, then teams aren't going to hack him up as much. But that's going to be part of team's philosophy, especially down the stretch, if he's not hitting consistent free throws. So I 100% agree. Teams will do what they've done from last year. By the way, we've got some breaking news. This is just coming across, but breaking news brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Pennzoil, the oil made of natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. The Phillies and the Blue Jays series this weekend, what was supposed to happen and take place in Philadelphia, has now been postponed. The testing has not come back fully for the Philadelphia Phillies and their players, and they're disinfecting a Citizens Bank Park after the Marlins just left there over the weekend. So now you've got the Phillies and the Blue Jays series postponed. So there you go. You have the Orioles at the Marlins, the Yankees at the Phillies. That was supposed to take place. That's been postponed. You had the Nationals and the Marlins this weekend, and that has been postponed. And now you got the Phillies and the Blue Jays. That series has also now been postponed, all because of the coronavirus outbreak and what's taken place with the Miami Marlins. Now, the good news is, I guess if you want to look at the positive side of this, it appears that the Marlins outbreak has been, for the most part, I mean, unless all of a sudden you get a ton of positive tests back from the Philadelphia side, for the most part has been a self-quarantined outbreak. Now, that still hurts the Marlins. If you're a Marlins fan, it sucks. But it doesn't appear as if it's run rampant through the league. So the best news is the fact that there's no news regarding any other positive tests in Major League Baseball. So that's about the best possible news we could get. So cross your fingers it continues that way. But the Marlins, they don't know specifically. I mean, I'm sure they probably know, but they're not putting it out there publicly. But remember, there was the thought that a couple of guys had gone out when they were in Atlanta and probably did some stuff they weren't supposed to be doing, and sure enough ended up getting the coronavirus and brought it back to everybody else in the clubhouse. So therefore the clubhouse, I was reading an article out of Philly. They're not only disinfecting the clubhouse, they're disinfecting, and we've all been, as a media members, we've all been in these clubhouses where the air vents are. They're disinfecting the air vents. So the recirculated air that comes through the air vents, because it is very closed quarters down there. You're in the bowels of that place. And they're disinfecting the air vents also inside Citizens Bank Park, inside the visiting clubhouse. And also, don't forget their visiting clubhouse manager, the one that mans that in Philadelphia, he also tested positive. So he is now in quarantine for at least 14 days. So anyway, but that's the breaking news, is that that series, also the Blue Jays and the Phillies, has been postponed until they can completely and feel comfortable with the disinfection of Citizens Bank Park. So there you go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I don't know specifically what good this did. But but he did it, and he's talking about it now. I don't know why, but we'll discuss it when we come back. It's the weirdest thing. What should you and should you not take before you take the field of battle when you talk about football? We'll tell you what one guy was taking. It's bizarre. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up, A-Town.
Michael Show is on the air, and a couple of things. First of all, breaking news here in our own backyard. For those of you listening to us in the state of Wisconsin, the governor is now issuing a statewide mandate for masks. Just an FYI, statewide mandate for masks. I don't claim to know what all this entails. Details, I'm sure, are going to be available later today and on your local news and such, but Governor Evers out of the state of Wisconsin issuing a mandate for statewide masks. Joe, you got the details on this?
Yeah, so this is from Mitchell Schmidt of the Wisconsin State Journal. I'm just going to read his thread because it's got specifics on this. The order goes into effect on Saturday and requires everyone age 5 and older to wear a face covering when indoors or any enclosed space open to the public, which would include bars, outdoor restaurants, public transit, and outdoor park structures. The order does not apply to people in their private residence. Face coverings are strongly recommended in all other settings, including outdoors, when maintaining physical distance is not possible. A violation of the order could result in a $200 fine. Wisconsin's order also supersedes any less restrictive local mask order, but does allow local entities to enforce more restrictive mask rules. In Wisconsin, cities like Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Racine have passed local mask orders. And it says down here, more than 30 states, including Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan, have implemented statewide mask orders in efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19. That from Mitchell Schmidt of the Wisconsin State Journal on Twitter.
Go back. When does that begin?
Saturday.
Okay. On the 1st. All right. So there you go. So the state of Wisconsin under a formal mask order beginning on Saturday. So there you go. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. So just weird. Chad Ochocinco reveals to the world that, yes, he took Viagra before every game. He took Viagra before every game. Now, why? There have been studies that have proven that Viagra can increase muscle. It's hard for me to read that. Production. I feel like I'm in high school. By letting an athlete use less oxygen than typically needed for the output of energy. Although it's not going to have a dramatic strength-building effect of steroids, it can have a positive impact on athletes like sprinters or cyclists by increasing their endurance and allowing them to operate as maximum speed for longer periods of time. So since Ochocinco's game and wide receiver position in general was mostly based on being quicker than his opponent, Viagra would have been a very effective supplement. But when asked why he used the medicine, he decided to spare his followers the detailed explanation and give them a more fitting response. He just said, NFL test for steroids, how are you going to stop me running on three legs every Sunday? Oh, my goodness. Now, see, you can always say it gives new meaning to the meaning going up and over, or, oh, man, he got ear-holed. So. Chad Ochocinco taking Viagra before every game. Yeah, nobody needs that. And here's the thing with Viagra now. I have known a few people that have taken that, and they have all said the same thing. It made them really, really congested. Like they couldn't breathe type of congested, like completely clogged up their sinus cavities or something, I guess. If you're breathing through your mouth, maybe he's taking something for nasal. I have no idea. But if that's the effect, then doesn't that then have a counter effect to it? I don't know. But I find it funny he's taking Viagra before every game because the NFL didn't test for it. So. Oh, my goodness. 855-830-8648. comment from Mark. He says, so what you're telling me is on the days that I'm out, and by the way, he says, I'm a landscaper. If I'm going to be digging a hole, should I pop a pill ahead of time? What is this going to do for me? Hey, I don't know. I do not condone the use, nor do I disparage the use or discriminate against the use of Viagra. Whatever you need to do to get through the day, that's up to you. I guess, look, hey, if you're going to do it, do it. If you're not being tested for it at your job, don't worry about it. And if you are being tested for it and it pops up and they say, boy, you're taking a lot of Viagra, say, well, you know, how we looking? I've got an active life. You don't have to tell them you're out there landscaping and digging a hole. Just say, big, how we looking? Oh, my goodness. I know Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass to be able to answer that phone quicker. He takes Viagra, you know. So. Oh, my goodness. I've heard it all now. 855-830-8648. When we come back after the top of the hour, going to get into some buy or sell. We haven't done this in a while. We're going to do some buy or sell. And then coming up at the bottom of the next hour, Jim Paschke, Bucks television play-by-play voice on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And you can find him on Twitter at Paschkeball. He is going to be joining us. You're going to hear that conversation coming up as well. So looking forward to that and talking to Jim and getting all his thoughts as we get ready for the stretch run for the NBA, which gets underway a little bit later on tonight. As I had mentioned earlier, Brewers off today, back at it tomorrow, day game, as it's their home opener at Miller Park. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be doing the live tailgate during the show tomorrow. I'm going to be outside the Tiki Bar, got it all cleaned up, ready to go, going to do a lot of Facebook Live outside tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to this. Going to have the Traeger grill smoking, going to have the other grill firing up some brats tomorrow, and just going to put it all together. Now I just need people to come over and eat it, I guess. But all the stuff that I normally like, I'm going to, instead of doing like a bits and pieces here and there, we're just going to throw an Al Capone. I'm going down to Roberts. I didn't make it down yesterday. Going to go down to Roberts Specialty Meats. Al Capone roast, some spicy Italians, those big 2-inch thick-cut pork chops. Got all that ready to go. Some chicken breasts. Got some brats and dogs. Going to throw on the regular grill. I'm really looking forward to this tomorrow. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. We're going to have a good time. Do a lot of Facebook Live tomorrow. Going to have some Bud Light up there on the bar as well. Got it all decked out. Got the lights up. Everything's ready to go. Should be a lot of fun. So hopefully you're going to be listening and pay attention over on our Facebook fan page for the Facebook Live tomorrow as well coming up. Stay tuned. We got a lot more. Another hour of the Bill Michael Show. That is coming up next.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.